This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Today, we're checking out a TV kind of, I guess it's a TV podcast. It's called Beyond Westworld. It's an after-show companion to the HBO series Westworld. The description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts says, award-winning podcast duo Aaron Peterson and Troy Heinrichs live without limits as they bring you into analysis mode on the very first podcast for HBO's Westworld. You may question the nature of your reality as the host dig deep into each character's journey through the maze to find the door. Break the code with a sectioned off part of the parks for theories and deep dives into not just the show, but all the website, Instagram, and other, big word here, ancillary. That's a 50-cent word right there. Items they can find. What are your drives? If you answered Westworld, then subscribe today. Their website is beyondwestworldpodcast.com. We'll get to the episode right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, here we go. I like the TV show Westworld on HBO, so I'll be interested to hear how this goes.
Welcome back to Beyond Westworld, and boy, have we got a season 2 preview for you.
Nice production. Voiceover.
This is where we attempt to make all of your Westworld fantasies come true by diving deep into the heart of the HBO series Westworld.
Great.
I am Aaron Peterson. I'll be your creative director here at the park.
And I'm your sentient host, Troy Heinrichs. Glad to be alive and ready to think for myself this season. Season 2 of Westworld is almost here, and if you didn't know, Westworld on HBO comes from the minds of Jonathan and Lisa Joy Nolan. The second season will premiere on April 22nd in the States here on HBO, and in a few places around the world as well. We'll get it a day later. In this episode, we are discussing what we know about season 2 thus far, including the Nolans trolling their own fans over on Reddit, our recent visit to the Westworld experience at South by Southwest, and some theories running around out there, including the Easter eggs from all the trailers, videos, websites, etc. But we will wait until the end of the episode for those so you can enjoy the entire season of Westworld spoiler-free if you so choose.
Nice.
Yes, very important. We did listen to fans and listeners of the first season that we did, and some of those theories they considered spoilers, and that was very upsetting to them. So we are putting those to the end of the show every week, so you don't have to worry about anything else. You know, we'll be talking about the show and what we think, but the craziest theories will always be at the end.
Nice. All right, cool.
Now, please share the show on your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Instagram.
Why?
And anything we discuss along
with other
safety
instructions. I haven't heard anything yet. Why would I share it?
Beyond Westworld can be found at beyondwestworld.com.
Give me something to share.
Also, join our Facebook group, Beyond Westworld, 28,000 hosts bringing themselves online over there every single day, and we're on Twitter at Westworld Fans. It has been a long time since we did this, Troy. It's really been a while.
Yeah, the show originally premiered 2016 and finished up there around the Thanksgiving. They have almost a whole year away from this. It's very exciting because I think that they've had time to film it, build it, create it, record it, and it's all out there. And you're not waiting for network TV to have a break here and a break there and a break there. So I love that it's like an entire 10-hour movie. It just makes the show that much more exciting to watch.
Can I ask, have you done a rewatch at all before season 2?
We watched it so much the first time through. I think by the time we recorded the podcast, I'd watched each episode 3 times. And then I did do a rewatch after the whole season was done to watch the whole thing in the full 10-hour sitting. Much like a Lord of the Rings trilogy, just to get up to go to the bathroom, and that was it. And I think after that, I was good. So no, I did not do a full rewatch before we started recording the podcast. But I may scan a couple here over the next week or so.
I did. I just did a complete rewatch in 4K, by the way, which is
jealous.
So gorgeous.
This is not the information. When I talk about information you can't get someplace else, while this is true, the only place I would know is if you watched or not.
It's a fantastic
show. That's not the information I care about.
The first time I watched it, I mean, it was on a nice TV and everything, but it wasn't on 4K. And now that I've seen it on 4K.
I wanted to hear about the Reddit stuff. I wanted to hear about the Easter eggs
in 4K. So you're going to watch it live in a lower resolution.
I know. I'm like, what is going on here?
Come on, boys.
Maybe I'll just wait and watch the whole show when it comes on 4K.
That'll make for an interesting podcast for sure.
Yeah. We'll get this to you in a year late, if you don't mind. Well, it's been quite some time since we entered our long, deep, and dreamless slumber.
You've mentioned that.
Are you getting excited for season two?
I am.
And if you think about it, people... All
right, park is now open.
So okay, finally. People that watch this show know that it's been away a long time. You need to quit beating that horse.
The first thing we're going to talk about before we get into what's coming on season two is how the Nolans, Jonathan and Lisa Joy, trolled their own audience, which is probably one of the funniest things I've seen online in a long time. But
that was, you were this close. This is a great example. The authors trolling the audience, that's the information I want to hear about. Did you watch the show or not? I don't really care. What if Troy had said yes, I watched it again. What? Who cares? You know, because the cool thing is, you guys obviously are doing your homework. You're checking Reddit. You're checking Easter eggs. You're getting into the authors of the books and like, okay, I get it. You guys are into this. You don't have to prove it by watching it again. So you really had me at the beginning. You're like, we're going to talk about Reddit. We're going to talk about Easter eggs. We're going to talk about that. And I'm like, cool. And then you went through the like, did you watch it again? And I swear I want to go back and count how many times you guys said, it's been a long time. Yeah, I got that. So you were really, really close. And this would have been like off the chart if you had gone through the production on this is amazing. The audio quality is amazing. And we got lost in the deep weeds of chit chat. So if we had cut out that thing about the, did you watch it? That would have been like, wow, just because the thing was just moving along. And that would be my big thing there. Nobody cares really how the sausage is made. And you kind of got into how you guys make the sausage that is the podcast. We don't care. We just want the fruits of your labor. I don't care how many times you watched it. What I'm tuning in for is to get your analysis. Okay, so if you're like, oh yeah, I watched it 5 times. I watched it 10 times. I watched it once. I don't care. What did you get from it though? That's the part. So, you know, I understand you're trying to start off nice and light and things like that, but the production was awesome. The audio quality, the fact that you're looking at Reddit and Easter eggs, and that all this shows that this is not your typical two guys in a basement doing a show. So you've set that expectation. You've got it going. It's awesome. And then, so that would be the only thing. Cause I said, I'm going to let this go another 3 seconds, and it did. And you guys got to the content, but I would have cut out that whole thing about, did you watch or not? That delivers no value to your audience. So good job on that. And now you got me all wishing Westworld was back on, because it had, you know what? It's been a long time. So, hey, if you want your podcast right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super simple. PodcastRodeoShow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. If you want an entire review, just not the first part, because there's a whole lot more to a podcast than the first 5 minutes, well, then go over to Podcast Review Show, and you get me and my buddy Eric K. Johnson, 30-year veteran, PodcastTalentCoach.com. We go over the beginning, the middle, the end. We go over your audio quality. We go over your website. We go over your goals. We go over everything, and it's only $99. Plus, you get on the Podcast Review Show. Plus, you get on my YouTube video. So check it out, PodcastReviewShow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.